Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast series. We're here with Michael Lees at the 2011 Extraordinary Technology Conference. He has given us a remarkable demonstration of wireless electricity transmission. What do you think is a good goal and use for wireless energy transmission through a Tesla coil?
I think it gives us an opportunity to transform electricity in many variables. It kind of rearranges our system with what we already have. If you take that and you use it in even household situations where you no longer have to, you know, plug in your phones or whatever it is, and we set it up correctly, we're already doing wireless in a certain way with internet and, you know, just the cell phones running their communication lines. But I think with the right combinations and the right frequencies, we can actually use it for charging. That was part of what was shown in the demo. We're actually charged up a set of capacitors and then ran a skill stall at the end. So it was an exciting event. Tesla's ideas are very real, and that was part of the reason for the study of his concepts of using the Tesla coil or a radiant energy device.
Thank you very much. I think that's absolutely amazing. I remember back in the 1980s, we used to run Tesla coils, really huge ones for drama and lots of sparks, but without the sparks, it turns out we get even more dramatic and actually useful results now. It's not just for show anymore.
There you go. Yeah, and that's really kind of the thing. If you have to look deep into Tesla's logic. The sparks in that were part of, you know, a process of experiments that he found that this is the result of what would happen if he didn't know how to tame the spark. And so in the end, his ability to tame that spark, he actually created pulse waves, if you want to call it, through the radiant field. And what ended up happening in that field, you activate that sea of energy so that you can actually tap in harmonically to the same resonant frequency on a receiving end with another small Tesla receiver. It's almost like radio, but it's not quite the same. It's a little bit different. And at the far end, then you can receive other energy forces that you have to retranspose back down. It's like step up transformers to step down transformers, and that's kind of the way it works. But if you go back and you read his stuff and you look at it, what he was really trying to accomplish is create a wavelength of energy. And in that, Tesla coils have a means to transpose electricity in many variables.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's some good stuff to think about.
Sure. Well, thanks for the opportunity to share.